This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting remotely. U.S. law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during next Wednesday's inauguration, despite warnings about further violence in Washington and around the country. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. After visiting with some of the military groups already on duty in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden unveiled a $1.9 trillion coronavirus response plan Thursday evening, emphasizing the urgency of passing legislation to help Americans through the pandemic and the economic crisis it brought on. Biden's plan includes a new round of direct payments of $1,400 for most Americans, funding to promote the safe opening of schools and mounting a national vaccine program. Also included is $400 a week in additional and unemployment insurance through September, providing relief for small businesses, notably those owned by entrepreneurs of color, was also detailed in the plan. The aid proposal comes at a time when more than 23 million Americans have been infected with the coronavirus and more than 388,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia's Sulawesi Island just after midnight Friday, causing landslides and killing at least 10 people, injuring more than 200 others. Search rescue teams are collecting information from the devastated areas. Thousands of displaced people were evacuated to temporary shelters. On Thursday, a magnitude 5.9 undersea quake hit the same region, damaging several homes but causing no apparent casualties. More searchers and rescuers joined the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last week in the Java Sea. The Sriwijaya Airjet disappeared Saturday, minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, with 62 people on board. One official said 12 victims have been identified. One black box containing flight data was recovered Tuesday, and search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee has said the crew did not declare an emergency or report any technical problems before the plane plunged into the sea minutes after taking off from Jakarta in heavy rain. Uganda's Electoral Commission says President Yoweri Museveni leads in Thursday's election, with results in from 29% of polling stations receiving 63% of ballots, while top opposition candidate Bobi Wine has 28%. Wine, a popular singer turned lawmaker, half the president's age, alleges that the vote in the East African country was rigged. The Electoral Commission on Friday replied that the burden is on him to prove it. Final election results are expected by Saturday evening. A much-anticipated and delayed World Health Organization team visiting and investigating the origins of the coronavirus in Wuhan, China. It's been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged in Wuhan. The international team of scientists was supposed to arrive a month ago, but was delayed by the Chinese government, which drew a rare public criticism of Beijing from the WHO at the time. Beijing says the delay was a misunderstanding. The U.S. has also criticized the terms of the visit, under which Chinese experts, have done the first phase of the research. Washington has long accused Beijing of lack of transparency, hiding the extent of the initial outbreak. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, reporting from remote. This is VOA News.